Topic number 4. Delayed exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez reports about 4 Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Washington Mutual, Tribune Company, W.R. Grace, and Nebraska Book. Section A. Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual Inc. in December agreed to a settlement with some creditors involved in its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case and filed a new reorganization plan. Washington Mutual said in a statement on December 12 that the settlement will allow it to distribute more than $7 billion to its creditors. The settlement must still be approved by the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. Michael Willingham, chairman of the Committee of Equity Security Holders appointed in the company's Chapter 11 proceedings, said, quote, "The comprehensive settlement represents a fair and reasonable recovery for the thousands of equity holders of the company who have been following this case closely for 3 years." Washington Mutual's bankruptcy case is 3 years old, and its reorganization plans have twice been rejected by bankruptcy court judge Mary Walrath. The company is hoping to exit bankruptcy protection by the end of February. It has a hearing scheduled for January 11, 2012, in which the bankruptcy court will consider approval of the reorganization plan's disclosure statement. The company also plans to ask the bankruptcy court for a mid-February hearing to confirm its reorganization plan. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation seized WaMu's Seattle-based flagship bank in 2008 and sold its assets to J.P. Morgan for $1.9 billion in the largest bank failure in U.S. history. Under terms of the settlement, the reorganized assets of Washington Mutual will include equity interests in WMI Investment Corp. and WM Mortgage Reinsurance Co. A reorganized Washington Mutual will receive $75 million in funding from certain creditors. Exit financing provided by settlement noteholders will include a $125 million senior secured credit facility that will be used to fund working capital, as well as for general corporate purposes and eligible originations and acquisitions. The majority of the reorganized company's common equity will be distributed to its current preferred and common equity holders. Its board will initially be made up of 4 members, chosen by the equity committee, and 1 member selected by lenders under the credit agreement. Section B. Tribune Company. Tribune Co.'s long-running sojourn in bankruptcy shows no sign of ending. Judge Kevin J. Carey said in a ruling that he wouldn't hold a hearing on plans to end the 3-year bankruptcy until May at the earliest. Tribune had been hoping to resolve the case in the next few months. Even if Judge Carey keeps to his deadline, it will probably take months more for the media conglomerate to emerge from bankruptcy and obtain needed federal regulatory approvals for the transfer of broadcasting and other licenses to new owners. Tribune is the parent company of the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and other newspaper, television, and media properties. The case pits Tribune and its senior creditors, including Oaktree Capital Management in Los Angeles and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company in New York, against a group of junior bondholders led by hedge fund Aurelius Capital Management in New York. The two sides have battled furiously over their competing plans to reorganize the company. Judge Carey directed the adversaries to try to reach an agreement on scheduling matters, quote, "with a view toward a confirmation hearing to be held in mid to late May 2012. The case could end, quote, very quickly if the two sides resolve their differences, but the track record of this case suggests that won't happen," said Douglas Baird, a law professor at the University of Chicago. In his order, Judge Carey reversed part of a ruling he made in October that seemed to give an advantage to a deeply subordinated class of noteholders known as the phones. At the time, Judge Carey indicated that the phones class should be able to recover at least part of a claim with a face value of $1.2 billion, getting its share from money that would otherwise go to Aurelius and other junior creditors. That opened the door to a parallel demand from Tribune Chairman Sam Zell, whose affiliate owns a similar note. It was Zell who acquired the company in a highly leveraged buyout in December 2007, a deal that landed it in bankruptcy a year later. Judge Carey reversed himself, saying that the phones class was not on a par with Aurelius and other junior creditors for purposes of recovering bankruptcy assets. Section C. W.R. Grace. W.R. Grace & Co., whose bankruptcy exit plan is being held up by appeals, says it expects to be stuck in its decade-long Chapter 11 case past March. The plan, co-proposed by the Official Committee of Asbestos Personal Injury Claimants, the Official Committee of Equity Security Holders, and the Asbestos Future Claimants Representative, appointed in Grace's bankruptcy case, is before the district court pending appeals from various parties, including a group of Prepetition Bank lenders and the Official Committee of Unsecured Creditors. Grace filed for Chapter 11 reorganization in 2001 to protect itself from more than 100,000 personal injury claims. Section D. Nebraska Book. Nebraska Book Co. reviewed the performance of its 138 off-campus bookstores and decided to close 7. Landlords at another 40 locations agreed to extend the deadline until April 30 for the company to decide whether to terminate the leases. The extension gives Nebraska Book more time to negotiate lower rent. Nebraska Book said that the 170 on-campus stores, quote, continue to perform well. The closing stores will operate until February to accommodate demand for the second semester. Earlier, Nebraska Book, faced with violating loan covenants, received approval from the bankruptcy court to loosen terms under the loan agreement financing the Chapter 11 effort. In return, the college bookseller is paying fees and higher interest rates. Financing for the reorganization includes a $75 million revolving credit and a $125 million term loan. As of September 30, the term loan was fully drawn, although nothing was outstanding on the revolver. At the time, the balance sheet showed $120 million in cash, a court filing says. Nebraska Book negotiated looser cumulative cash flow covenants with the lenders. In return, the lenders were authorized by the bankruptcy court to be paid a 0.25% fee on the aggregate amount of the commitments. In addition, the interest rates rose 1.5 percentage points on both loans. The commitment fee increased 0.5 percentage point to 0.75%. Nebraska Book filed under Chapter 11 in June in Wilmington, Delaware, with an agreement to emerge quickly from reorganization. Court schedules show the company can't leave Chapter 11 until March 22nd at the earliest. Nebraska Book's prearranged plan didn't work, given its inability to secure $250 million in outside financing. The plan would have paid off first and second lien debt in full, while giving most of the new equity to subordinated note holders of the operating company and holders of notes issued by the holding company. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the December Report. The report concludes in Part 5.